From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has urged his Turkish counterpart in a Wednesday phone call to limit his country's incursion into northwest Syria and avoid U.S. forces stationed there, while Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on the U.S. to halt its shipments of arms to YPG Kurdish rebels. Deputy Turkish Prime Minister Bekir Bozdag said he doesn't believe there's a possibility Turkey coming face-to-face with U.S. forces. Mr. Erdogan indicated the operation in Afrin province may be expanded eastward toward Manbij, a town recently liberated from Islamic State by U.S.-backed rebels. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zuna said the YPG had been reliable allies in the past.
The U.S. support was quite important in their defeat of ISIS, liberating these towns from ISIS control. At the same time, their movement is very much of an independent one. It's been part of a struggle that's been going on for decades. And so the Kurds will continue being an armed group, a militia that will be fighting for autonomy and for the rights of the Kurdish minority.
The Turkish offensive, launched Saturday, aims to neutralize the YPG Kurds it sees as a security threat linked to the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party. Meanwhile, rockets fired from Syria struck the Turkish border town of Kilis, killing two, wounding several. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, Wednesday said the country will hold transparent, nonviolent elections by July, and he'll respect the outcome even if the opposition wins. It'll be a test of his legitimacy since taking power in November, after the military intervened to oust longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Mr. Mnangagwa said Zimbabwe is open for business. This is VOA News. Former U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson resigned Wednesday from an international advisory board on Myanmar, also known as Burma, dealing with the Rohingya crisis.
There's no agenda. There's no plan to address some of the issues relating to safety, to citizenship. I don't want to be part of a whitewash, and I felt it's best that I resign immediately.
Richardson said he also got into an argument with State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi over the fate of two journalists on trial for allegedly violating the country's Official Secrets Act. A government official criticized what he called Richardson's personal attack on the state councilor. The U.S. said four Americans were among 22 killed when Taliban gunmen stormed the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul late Saturday. Two other Americans were wounded. Meanwhile, the charity Save the Children is suspending operations in the country after Islamic State militants attacked the agency's office in Jalalabad, killing at least four and wounding nearly 30. The group's CEO is Hella Turning-Schmidt.
And of course, I and the whole of Save the Children are deeply, deeply saddened by this. I don't have words to describe how sad and appalled we are by this violent attack.
Three Save the Children staff members were among those killed. The top UN official for Somalia, Michael Keating, told the UN Security Council Wednesday, while al-Shabaab remains a serious threat, the terror group is on the decline.
Defeating al-Shabaab, Mr. President, requires both a military and a political strategy, the use of both sticks and carrots, as well as sustained efforts to address deficits that lend extremists a degree of credibility. These include corruption, lack of education and job opportunities for young people, weak national justice and corrections capacity, and grievances arising from unresolved disputes.
Keating said despite the presence of more than 22,000 African Union troops, it's not viable for the force to stay indefinitely. He said the Somali security forces need to prepare for a gradual handover of responsibility. The Security Council also gave the parties to a peace deal in Mali until the end of March to show progress or face sanctions for obstructing a 2015 peace agreement. British pop musician Elton John Wednesday said he's quitting the concert tour once one he's planned for September ends. In an interview, John said the children in his life have changed his priorities.
And in 2015, David and I sat down with their school schedule, and I thought, I don't want to miss too much of this. You know, I've had an amazing life. I've had an amazing career. I've been so incredibly lucky. My life has changed. The priorities in my life have changed.
70-year-old John, a singer, pianist, and composer, has sold 300 million records after launching his first tour in 1970. Macedonia is offering to change the name of an airport as a way to defuse a name dispute with Greece. The airport's name, Skopje Alexander the Great, has offended Greeks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.